Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, June 14th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A massacre in Afghanistan strengthens relief workers' resolve. The G8 wraps up with promises for peace in the Middle East, and African clergy urge an active response to AIDS. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Afghanistan, where terrorist elements are being blamed for the massacre of 11 Chinese reconstruction workers last week. Hope International's Dave Larson just returned from Afghanistan, where they've established a microfinance institution providing small loans to expand businesses. Larson says there's a spiritual significance to their work.
Certainly in the sense of following Christ's command to care for the poor, and also by being a witness through tangible, concrete acts of love to people who, for the most part, don't yet know and follow Christ.
Violence, says Larson, is born out of hopelessness. That's why it's important for Christians to stay.
To give up, to pull out, to not do anything is to kind of perpetuate that cycle. We need to be, again, addressing the root causes, and to a certain extent at least, the root causes are our poverty, and including spiritual poverty.
Funding is needed to help Hope International continue its work in Afghanistan. Pray for safety for their workers. Next, the instability in the Middle East dominated the agenda of the recent G8 summit. Many promises and reforms appear to have support. However, Sat7's Glenn Hartson says the actual practice of peace may be more difficult.
I think there's still a great skepticism, and I think that is partially because it has been such a closed area for centuries, and to have a power come in now and try to change what has been in place, there's just a real hesitation and question.
Hartson says even as the violence mounts, their teams remain committed and people are responding to hope.
People within the region themselves are very hesitant expressing their faith. And certainly individuals that are hearing the gospel through Sat7's unique broadcasting are somewhat reluctant as well to ask questions or indicate that they're watching because of the unrest that's going on.
You're listening to Mission Network News. South Africa's top clergy say the church is failing to confront the reality of AIDS. Worldwide Christian School's Dale Dielman says they're responding with a specially written Christian worldview curriculum. The program also tackles the social taboo aspect.
This model can be something that is a real witness to others, to see even young Christian children in elementary and secondary schools showing this compassion to their neighbors, and not fearing the fact that these people have AIDS and therefore they're to be ostracized.
Dielman says they're nearly ready to launch the program with the potential to reach millions with the gospel.
They're completing the final stages of the final draft of the curriculum. They've field tested it in several schools over the last 2 years. So now they're at a point where they want to finish the final draft. The second stage is mass production of the curriculum and distribution.
Meanwhile, Transworld Radio is making a big dent in the number of languages now hearing the gospel on the African continent. Under the banner of World by Radio, broadcasters have identified the 111 mega languages in Africa. TWR is responsible for producing programs in 41 of them, 14 spoken by Muslims. According to TWR, the special Muslim program is seeing great response. Many listener clubs have been formed. They hope to use this program in other areas where Islam is profound. And 17 Russian children are in the United States this week to bring adoption to the attention of Christians. Buckner Orphan Care International is sponsoring the tour of orphans from St. Petersburg who are singing throughout the country. The goal is to help people understand the needs of orphanages and encourage people to adopt children. There are more than 800,000 orphans in Russia. Pray that many Christian families will be encouraged to adopt one of these children so they can ultimately share the gospel with them. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to have a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, from Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.